Oh, Sybil.
Happy Friday Eve, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, it's going down Sunday in New Brunswick, New Jersey, baby. The Stress Factory on Sunday. Watch out there now, everybody.
And in Los Angeles, it's Sherry Shepherd Thursday.
Well, hey, I know. Hi, family. Now, you know my show Match Made in Heaven is coming on, my Black Bachelor, tonight on WeTV after the Braxtons.
All right.
But I'm so happy to be home.
We missed you so much.
With my family.
Oh, there you go. Family.
Yeah.
Family. Let me hear.
Oh, they dogged you out so bad, Sherry.
My son Jeffrey told me.
No, he did. Loved you. We missed
Jeffrey
you.
Jeffrey said, "Mommy, I thought they were your friends."
He did not say anything.
He didn't include me, right?
Yes, he did.
What did Jeffrey?
Everybody was sending me texts going, "Sherry, what's going on with you and your family?"
We're like any other family. When you're not here, we talk about
you. Dysfunctional. All of you dysfunctional.
When you're not around, we talk about you.
And we got the word out about all your projects.
You sure did.
We pumped
y'all
you up.
Sure did. Thank you so much. I've been on this promotional tour, and I'm back. I'm so happy.
How's the show doing?
We got our ratings were through the roof.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Our ratings were like, they were amazing.
All right.
WeTV is very happy.
Bonus.
I love that not only black women are watching The Black Bachelor, but, you know.
The clear people are watching,
as I knew they would.
Now, clearly.
Jay says that back in the day, whenever his ex would see him on TV, she'd always call up and say, "I need some more money."
You know, when she would see him on Arsenio.
And he would just be standing on the side. Because he was a writer. I mean, but whenever she'd see him on TV, she'd call up and say,
"I know you're getting paid extra for that." I know that's right. So are they calling?
Are your exes calling?
Oh yeah, I got court dates for both of them. They said they will see. Oh yeah,
they want some more money.
One more money. Both of them. Alimony for the first, child support and alimony for the second. Oh yeah, they already told me we're gonna see you.
So
in
it's
court.
From one hand to another. Huh?
And I told them, I said, "Well, look, I'm deployed again. I'm in battle again." Shit. It's all right. You ain't going to hold me down.
We'll give you a radio hug. Happy. You need a radio hug. Don't you?
I need a radio hug.
And that gives you more material for your act, yeah. Right?
It sure does. You know what? But it's the nature of the beast. It's all good.
It's all good.
I'm happy. I didn't have my birthday 2 weeks ago. This is going to be a good year.
Nobody can bring you down.
Sherry, we wanted you around the other day.
What happened?
We got a text from a lady who said on Friday that she was having lunch with her side piece, her soon-to-be ex-side piece, soon-to-be ex-husband's side piece. She friended her on Facebook.
Why?
She was inviting her and him to lunch without the other knowing about it. Then we get a text on Tuesday that over the weekend, Friday was their anniversary. So she checked into a hotel resort and put it on him Friday night and Saturday morning. While her girlfriend, Sherry, were at the house packing up his stuff and putting it on a truck. And then she had lunch with the side piece and the ex-husband. The side piece walks up, and she says the ex-husband's face just dropped.
And served him papers. Her friend's brother is a process server, so he was in the restaurant waiting for the high sign from her to get the process, to get the papers over to him as he's sitting there with the side piece.
He was served.
Yes, he was.
He sure was. Yes, every which he way was. He was.
And we wanted you around, Sherry, because we knew you would just go
off. I would have got on my knees and bowed down to this woman and said, what are you teaching at the local community college? Which class am I supposed to be taking? Because she, that's how you do
Sybil
it.
Sybil said sainthood.
I was ready to nominate her for sainthood and Cherry. And we were talking about a movie and we were saying, oh, what a great movie. And Jackie and I agreed, this is bigger than Lifetime. This deserves to be on the big screen.
You can't do no cable with this.
No.
I got goosebumps. Yeah. I'm like, can I get a do-over? I'm gonna do this.
Woman,
it was beautiful.
Calm, cool, and collected.
It was beautiful, Sherry.
We wanted you here to talk about that.
Oh, my Shiro. That's the kind of stuff you do. It just make you smile.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, walk away.
What about the man? Nobody felt sorry for him?
I know he was in the corner just curled up in the fetal position. Just crying.
With his things all nicely packed up for him.
Thumb in his mouth, huh?
Thumb in his mouth.
Rocking back and forth. You know those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't believe it. Now, is he still with the side piece or he dumps the side piece, right?
Oh, the side piece can't respect him after that. Piece. You ain't, I ain't got no respect. You let me walk into an ambush and you looking all crazy and woe is me. You done lost everything. Everything.
It's the one thing to cheat on your wife, but the respect for me.
Yeah, you done lost your side piece's respect. It's over. You just a broken old man.
What do you mean us? There is no us.
No, I'm looking at you, too. Now, my eyes is going out to everybody, searching like the Lord.
But what about it was you and me, baby? What about if that was going to be you and me? You and me.
But you put your thumb back in your mouth.
So that means we threw? So you and I threw? Is that what you're saying?
Sit down and just cry your tears. Waiter, can you get him some Kleenex? I don't want the ink to run on the process paper.
Ain't this a flip?
On the so process that's how you're going to do it?
And she got hers the night before. She done popped them off a good old.
She said. That's she put it on him Friday
She's
night.
Straight. She said put him on Friday and Saturday morning.
And Cherry, so this was their anniversary.
Yeah.
Their 14th anniversary.
And here she goes. She took all his life energy when she did that Friday night.
So when he said, so what about last night? What did she say?
She was like, baby, bye.
That didn't mean anything. And this morning, too.
Just sign them papers. That line. We're going to notarize this, and I'm gone. Look, oh.
So when he goes home, his stuff is packed, Cher. His stuff is all packed.
Like, hit him up style.
To the left, to the left.
To the left. All your stuff is in a box on the truck. She put the clothes on a truck, Cher.
On the truck. Go on, play your stylistics as you go. Gone. I love this woman. I want to send her something.
I know.
I do. I would like to. Oh, can we get President Obama
to do a presidential medal of freedom?
Yeah,
you know,
just like give a call. Yeah. Can we get Oprah to call her or something?
Certainly, Mrs. Obama. You know, she would really want to bring her up.
And the side piece can't respect him anymore.
Side piece can't.
You know what, Cherry? I almost think that she would be a good running mate for Hillary because she works with such precision.
This is a lady that
she knows
cool.
how to make things happen.
She's very calculated. And here's the thing: why she was putting it on him, and he's all in the throes of ecstasy. She probably was just looking at him going,
wait till in the morning.
Yeah,
partner.
Make that face again. Go on, make that face again.
Running mate for Hillary.
Yes. I think this is the next position for her. I really see great things for
because
this woman.
Because she can make things happen.
She can make
lady,
things happen. Huh? She worked out a plan so well that the Taliban should be afraid.
Secretary of I Got Your Ass.
I got
you like that?
Jay.
I got your
you created
ass,
a new
Jay.
Cabinet position. Yes.
Oh.
Secretary of I Got Your Ass. Yes.
Oh. Coming up this morning on the TJMS. I got your ass.